What's going on?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because that's a question that's asked across offices all week this week. What's going on with you? How was the Christmas? Was it quiet? That's all about the kids, isn't it? It's all, what's Christmas now, kids?
Nice for the break, though.
It's nice. It's
good
nice
to get back to a bit of normality.
Time, but yeah, it's good to be back. Good to be back to a bit of a routine.
I prefer the routine.
I prefer routine. You know,
I couldn't sleep at all.
Get into the gym, and did you do a bit of meal prep? But it was January when you go into Lidl, not a vegetable on the shelf.
Absolutely.
Why don't they do the stock? And the thoughts of making the lunches.
Oh, stop. The ice in the car, Rodder.
And I have to make this meal for himself and another one for the kids. Oh, I can't be bothered.
The twins eat nothing. The twins are very...
No, guys, please keep going.
That is a conversation you've had in work in the last week, I guarantee you.
I think the Christmas conversations are dragging out a bit more this year. Like, I feel like usually people are like, cut it off. First day at work, you can talk about it and that's it. But no, we've been talking a lot this week about how was the break, etc, etc.
But it's always when you meet someone that you haven't seen yet that you have to start
Yeah, you have
all
to ask
again.
Them how was the break, like, and how was the
I just
Christmas.
Go, Happy New Year, and then I walk
that's
away.
That's good, because you're focusing, and I know the reason you're doing that is because you don't want to have the conversation, but what you're actually doing with Happy New Year is looking forward. Mm. Let's move on to what's next. Let's stop looking backwards. Let's look forward.
I was guilty of starting it with someone this morning, Phil Egan, yeah.
Sport reader.
I said, were you over west there over the break? Yeah.
And no.
And he's talked about the weather and how nice the weather was to get out on the walk.
Were you over west?
Yeah. He's a family in the west of Ireland.
Oh, does he? I didn't know that.
When you make it geographical, it means you're a licorice.
It was a bit licorice. I'd say he was even surprised I remembered that.
He's like, how do you know where I live?
The day I say the word quiet when someone says, how's the Christmas? Is the day I retire.
It was quiet. I always say it was quiet. Do you know what? It was quiet. It's like, what? You had a quiet Christmas.
What's more younger millennial to say is, it was chilled.
Yeah, it was chilled. Yeah. I 6'7". Anyway, so I'm just
low Kenyanely.
I Ohioed. I don't know how to use the jargon, but we're just kind of bringing you some suggestions of alternative conversations you can have with your workplace colleagues. Did you meet anyone famous last year? Do you know? And it could be Marcy Whelan walked past me.
So hold on, how does that work? So I'm the person, I'm Sharon in the office. How are you, Fiona? How's the Christmas?
I know, enough of that, Sharon. Now we've moved on. Come here, tell me, did you meet anyone famous last year? Did you perceive a Paul Mescal?
Right. She's a bit weird, isn't she?
What's really weird is you mentioned Marcy Whelan, because I did nearly die when I met him in a petrol station once.
Did you?
And it would probably be in a petrol station.
Yeah. I like this. This is good.
If it's, the lower the stakes, the better. Like, I saw Deirdre O'Kane filling up her car and getting a cup of tea at Insomnia. Do you know what I mean? Keep the stakes.
All right, next
low.
One. Emma, you go. Ask her how to Christmas.
Fiona, how was the Christmas?
Oh, enough about that. Did you meet anyone famous?
No, I met the next
another one. Oh, enough about that. What kind of wedding dress do you think Taylor Swift will wear?
Yeah.
You know, grand. Yeah. Fine.
How was the Christmas?
Well, enough about that. Have you fallen for any particularly convincing AI slop this year? What was the worst AI slop you fell for? Did you fall for a baby reciting the whole...
I do like these. Babadook. These are quite good. They're like, if a first date goes really bad.
Yeah. Or
I fell really badly for an AI thing the other day and I hated myself.
Oh, go on.
It was about a guy whose lion cub was like injured and the mother like brought the cub to him for help.
Oh, for the love of God.
And then he nursed the cub back to health and the mother was really nice to him and I was like, oh my God. This is AI.
Scientists are stumped.
Pippa genuinely showed me CCTV of animals jumping on a trampoline over Christmas and she was like, look at that, isn't that amazing?
Do you know what
I
get?
Oh my God, Pippa.
Do you know what I get a lot? A dog at home with a robot hoover and the dog takes a shite on the carpet and the robot hoover goes into the poo.
Is that surely?
And puts it all. It is AI slop, okay. Because there's loads of different variants of it. Mm-hmm. See, it's something everyone wants to talk about.
Any more?
Sorry for mentioning poo. Have you shared your 2025 dump yet?
Mm. Oh,
and
very
if
good.
Not, do you want help with the caption? Mm-hmm. Because people are sharing them a bit slower.
That's
this
good.
Year.
I like that.
Yeah. Now, the rest of these go down a very very specific route because they're what I've been thinking about recently.
All okay. right, fast round. Fiona, how was Christmas?
Do you think we'll ever know who the man who slipped on the ice was?
Fair enough. That's a good question. Fiona, how was Christmas?
Can you remember what you were doing in January 2010 when the man slipped on the ice?
Fiona, how was Christmas?
Do you think the man who slipped on the ice remembers he's the man who slipped on the ice? It was the anniversary of that yesterday, so I have questions. Does he want to come forward? What's his incentive? Why? Like, yeah, he could get some merch or whatever,
yeah,
but maybe he has his own successful business and he doesn't want to know.